Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's episode, we hear from Sean McDonald and Young Kwon, both from the Microsoft IT department. Tune in as they discuss how to backup, store, and manage client data with IntelliMirror Folder Redirection, System Center Data Protection Manager, and Virtual File Storage Service. Sean, the mic is yours.
Hello, my name is Sean McDonald. I'm the Senior Group Manager of Microsoft IT responsible for managing supportability, client health, internal client beta programs, and client data management services.
Hi, my name is Young Kwon. I'm the Service Manager in Microsoft IT responsible for client data management services. So, first of all, thank you for joining us for this session.
Today we'll be covering Microsoft's client data management services, including data backup requirements, solutions, and strategies. Client data backup, storage, and management in Microsoft refers to the methods, services, policies, and processes involved in managing both corporate and personal data for client machines. It can also refer to the sharing of data between employees, teams, or groups. Young is our client data service manager, so would you like to start us off?
I'm happy to. According to Gartner's research, up to 60% of an organization's data does not reside on servers in data center. Also, many employees have asked, how should I back up my important data? To solve this problem, the client data service management team has been validating a number of scenarios for Microsoft end-user data backup, storage, and management solutions that will lead to comprehensive strategy. We offer three primary backup management and storage solutions. They are IntelliMirror Folder Redirection, System Center DPM, which is Data Protection Manager Client, and VFS, Virtual File Storage Service.
It sounds like you have well-defined services for the corporate and business data backup and storage solutions for our internal end users. Getting this strategy in place will enable us to realize both business benefits as well as benefits for the end users. Enterprises will realize strong benefits and savings by investing in a centralized data management solution, leveraging the technologies we'll discuss today. This centralized approach will result in increased data security, cost efficiency, and legal compliance. However, the business benefits only represent half the equation. We also have to take into account the user experience and their requirements.
Great point. Can you explain us more detail of the requirements and needs for the enterprise client data backup, storage, and management?
Sure. This slide helps articulate the key stakeholders that must be considered when defining an enterprise's data backup requirements and needs. Microsoft's requirements are derived by looking at three key stakeholder groups. One, the needs of Microsoft as an enterprise. Two, the needs of the IT professional as the owner of the service. And lastly, the needs of the end user. These requirements can be categorized into the following four areas: data protection, data availability, data portability, and finally, data centralization. Young, can you please walk us through our approach in Microsoft IT for these services?
You bet. I'd like to share with you this table on the screen. First, you look at the type of data. The categories for these are shown on the top row of the table. The first type, individual corporate or business data, is related to Microsoft business data that you don't need to share with anyone. Next, there's a team or group business data that users need to share. And lastly, the personal data, or data that not related to Microsoft business, such as personal pictures, music, videos, or documents. Based on the data type, we provide various data protection, backup, and management solutions. For the personal data, Microsoft has consumer products that we recommend employees use, such as SkyDrive, Windows Live Mesh, or Windows Home Server, or they can purchase an external drive at their own cost. Group or team business data can be stored, protected, and shared via Microsoft SharePoint, MySight, a self-hosted file server, or a Microsoft IT-managed virtual file storage service. So for individual business data protection, which is the main focus of this topic today, our main offerings are IntelliMirror Folder Redirection, which is user state virtualization, and or System Center Data Protection Manager Client PC Backup. So if those solutions do not work for the individual, and they need to purchase an external drive, we recommend it with BitLocker to go for drive encryption. So Sean, do you want to share with us what specific features are required for the various data backup solutions that we need to evaluate at Microsoft?
Certainly. Earlier I shared with you the three key stakeholder groups. In order to ensure a comprehensive requirement set, I recommend we look at the perspective of these groups: end users, IT admins, and Microsoft as an entity. Do you think this would be the best way to represent this, Sean?
Absolutely. That was a great analysis for the feature requirements.
Okay then, let's go over the feature requirements for each group respectively. I'll start with the end user perspective. The requirements for this stakeholder group include automatic data synchronization and folder redirection without manual user intervention, ease of data migration during OS reinstallation or transitioning to a new computer, the ability to customize specific files and folders to backup while excluding others, and lastly, with today's mobile workforce, the ability to access data anywhere. Can you walk us through the IT pro persona?
Sure. As IT pro's perspective, we require data encryption for the security, disaster recovery, backup for the data loss avoidance, and network bandwidth optimization. Also, data storage dedup and the centralized reporting capability would be necessary features. Sean, what about the Microsoft as an enterprise business perspective?
As an enterprise, Microsoft needs to consider the legal implications and ensure data security to preserve confidentiality. As with all enterprises, Microsoft is also looking for a cost-effective solution. So Young, let's discuss Microsoft IT solutions in more detail, shall we?
Okay. I will start with IntelliMirror service. IntelliMirror automatically redirects your important data folders, such as My Documents, Desktop, and Favorites folders to Microsoft IT Managed Secure Service. IntelliMirror is a real-time, automatic, incremental data synchronization solution, and the mirrors users' data to other domain-joined machines. It leverages Windows client-server technologies, folder direction, an offline file, also known as client-side cache, and previous version. Also, SMB, server message block, FSRM, file server resource manager, a failover clustering, shadow copy, security group, of course, Active Directory, and group policy. And another great feature is the automatic slow link detection. It enhances the always offline file functionality tremendously. If the network speed is slower than the slow link detection threshold, Windows 7 enables the always offline mode automatically. So you can access your data anytime, regardless of corporate connection. So for more information on these technologies, you can find resources linked at the end of the presentation. Well, IntelliMirror solution is a part of user state virtualization, Sean. So what are your thoughts on that?
IntelliMirror is our primary client PC offering and has been a great solution for many users at Microsoft. We think of it as our user state virtualization solution, also known as USV. The concept of USV defines that IT departments must protect and manage their organization's data while providing users with increased flexibility and ease of access. For example, IT must ensure that business data on users' devices is securely stored while accommodating users' requests to work when they are disconnected from the organization's network. Young, can you now tell us more about our service and how to sign up?
Sure can. Users can choose their nearest network folder location to enroll the service over the internal web page. So My Documents is the default folder for the redirection, and the users can also choose the desktop and or Internet Explorer favorites folders to be protected. So when they log on with their domain credentials, they can find the Sync Center icon in their system tray, and redirection folders are mirrored to the machines. So user can also find on or offline status of folder structure window as shown on the screen.
Thanks for the summary. As I recall, you conducted a user experience survey earlier this fiscal year to solicit feedback from our users. Can you share the results of that survey?
Sure thing. The IntelliMirror client experience survey was conducted early this fiscal year, and we received great feedback from our users. 90% of users indicated they are satisfied or very satisfied, and the overall answer score was 139, which reflected a high level of client satisfaction. Many of the users responded that IntelliMirror has a high impact on their business productivity.
Those are some impressive results. Nice work. Now let's share a bit more about the IntelliMirror server capacity architecture that we've provisioned for the service.
Thanks. We have IntelliMail servers in both regional data centers and in worldwide field site branch offices. So for Redmond and Puget Sound deployment, we have 8 dedicated IntelliMail servers with 2 nodes available clustering and enable DFS namespace for the server path. In the field, we leverage about 240 virtual branch office server infrastructures that host 7 different IT services. This helps us to increase the user base while maintaining low TCO, which is total cost of ownership. Now, why don't we talk about the second offering for the individual PC data backup, Sean?
Sure. System Center Data Protection Manager client, also known as DPM, launched in early 2010, and Microsoft IT has implemented DPM as an additional client PC backup solution. DPM Server has been widely used at Microsoft for server backup since 2006. DPM is a traditional automatic incremental PC backup solution. To use DPM client, our internal users install the client software, the DPM client agent, on their PC, then they configure the machine with the appropriate protection group. Installing the agent and then configuring the backup protection process is fairly simple. We have published productivity content on our intranet site to guide users through the process. Users can visit these pages and learn how to install the agent and locate the server nearest to their office for the optimal experience. Then, DPM administrators will then finalize the configuration of the server. It's a great single PC data backup solution with tremendous flexibility, allowing users to select exactly what data they want to back up. To help illustrate this, this slide shows the DPM Protection Folder Selection UI. I know you provision the DPM client server infrastructure differently than IntelliMail. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, we use centralized servers in Microsoft regional data centers and hub locations rather than leveraging the branch office and VBOS servers. As you can see this slide, we have 2 servers in Redmond data center and 1 at Sao Paulo. For EMEA region, we have 2 DPM servers in Dublin data center and Paris hub location. For APJ, 1 in India, 1 in Singapore data center, and another in Japan data center. The disaster recovery server data backup has been done between the existing DPM servers. So we don't have to use additional servers for the DPM server DR backup. Even if DPM client is a fairly new service for IT, users' feedback was very positive.
Great explanation. So far, we've talked about the 2 main individual end-user business data protection solutions. However, users also require solutions that allow teams or business groups to share data that must also be protected. Young, you also manage the virtual file server. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. Virtual File Storage, VFS, is for the group or team's business sharing data that can't use Microsoft SharePoint. For example, like a large media files that cannot be stored in the SharePoint. Business data that needs to be replicated over geographically different locations. Also, we have certain data that may need to be stored locally by law. These file shares are configured with an appropriate quota limit and secure permission intact. So we enable file screening or classification features to meet the corporate security guidelines. Once file shares meet all required criteria, file share owners manage by themselves. The service also leverages virtual branch office VM servers. So this is another good example of TCO, a strategy that saves operational cost. We have discussed today about Microsoft client data backup, storage, and management deployment and services. Well, what would be the one good takeaway from this session? Sean, don't you think effective and less backup data solution is a key success of the company and users?
I think that's a great point. A data minimization backup policy and user education are key to success. To help articulate this, this policy and user education should cover the creation and backup templates and policies for Microsoft end users to prevent backing up the entire drive, filtering out rich media files such as audio and video formats unless there's a business need, and finally provide default backup selections for users' essential data store such as My Documents, Favorites, Desktops, and User Settings.
Yes, I agree with you 100%, Sean. Those are excellent guidelines for the effective client data backup, storage, and management at Microsoft. So overall, these are great solutions, services that other companies can leverage.
That concludes our session for today. If you're interested in more information, here's some online resources which may be helpful.
Super. Thank you for joining us. We hope you found this session useful. See you next time.